You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The good news came about, and Yitzhak Rabin Alav Shalom and Rivka Imenu Alav Shalom, their tefillah was accepted. And Rivka Imenu Alav Shalom is going through the pregnancy. And we are informed that she's having a hard time. It says, Veitrutzitzu Banim Bekirba. So now, obviously the first question is, what does Banim means?
Boys,
children, right, very nice. So what was she carrying, baby or boys?
Boys.
Babies.
We don't know.
What's the difference between baby and a boy?
Boys, maybe girl, maybe boy.
So how come it says a Veitrutzitzu Banim Bekirba?
They were more mature than the normal.
They were?
Yeah.
In her womb?
It is after Shem told her?
No, that's beforehand. That's beforehand. It's a Veitrutzitzu Banim Bekirba. Why Banim?
It's Ubar. When it's inside, it's Ubar. It's not a boy or a girl.
Understand, but why come it says Banim? Banim is a term that we use for older children. Have Ibn Ezra, Zatzal, well, first of all, he says that the condition that Ibrahim Ibn Allah Shalom was going through, it's about future. That means, Sotah Hoshay is predicting that how exactly these babies, they're coming about. For example, so here, when Esav was born, he looked like a 30-year-old man. It was complete. So Esav, I mean, yeah, it was Asui. That means it was all complete. And Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, as we see, the way, you know, it was treated in a womb, it's not like a baby attitude. It was like a older, grown-up behavior. So now here, well, yeah, we have a Gemara, it's called Masechet Nida, that explains that when a baby in the womb of his mother, the angel comes and teaches him Torah.
Yes.
And there's a candle on the top of the baby's head, and he learns, as Iyob says, Mi Areni Ki Arhe Qedem. So he was wishing that the time that he was in his mother womb, he will come back to that state. So now, here there are a few lessons that is brought that we can learn from. First of all, it says, Veitrutzitzu Habanim Bekirba. First of all, let's say a lady, Chas V'Shalom, is going through difficulty. She has a lot of pain at the time of the pregnancy. Where she's going to go to get help?
Go
to the doctor. Yeah. I'm going to go to the doctor and see what's going on. So here he says that Ibrahim Menu went to Elohim. He went to Chachamim to see what exactly the whole problem is. What she want to know?
She wasn't worried about physical. She was worrying what.
Yeah. What did they tell her? What did they tell her?
You're gonna have two. She's going to be nation.
And they told her these two babies. They're gonna be a great nation. And ul'om min om yemats. Then one is good and one is not good. So now, if a mother hears such a thing, is she happy? So what difference did it make when she went to Sheman Ever and they told her, you know what? You have one good kid, one terrible kid. So, Baruch Hashem.
So she wished she wouldn't pray to become pregnant.
Fine, now she's pregnant. Okay, she's pregnant. But what difference did it make to her now that she knows there's a Sadiq and there's a Rasha, there's a righteous and a wicked?
Which way to go?
It's because
how they are now, they know.
Yeah, right.
Now they know, they are in the process of, they know already what they want. One knows that he wants to do bad things, and one knows he wants to do good things. So
okay.
He knows already they're not going to be playing wrong.
Okay.
They know already the result.
But that comforts you? That makes you feel... Well, how can it comfort you when you know you're going to have a wicked kid?
She thought it's the one baby that is
Ipohanda
change. It's good,
and
this one.
Ah, very nice.
Going to baby, she's more peaceful.
Ah, very nice, very nice. Beautiful. So now Rivka Imenu is brought that she felt that she's carrying one baby. Sometimes he's a Sadiq, sometimes he's not a Sadiq. So, oh, boy, I don't want such a kid. But now when she's told that, you know, you're going to have two kids, she said, oh, at least I have a Sadiq kid, and maybe the other one will work on him. But if I'm going to have a type of kid that sometimes is Sadiq and sometimes he's not Sadiq, no, I don't want such a kid. So here we see, the becoming man was worried that Chas v'Shalom, there will be... a type of behavior that is not stable. So now the lesson for us actually is we have to make sure that we're not falling into such an attitude. One day Sadiq, one day not Sadiq. So now here, as we pointed out, that the baby has a opportunity to learn from an angel. So when it says Vaitrotetsu, the land, what is Vaitrotetsu? The root.
Rats.
Midrash explains, when Rivka Imenu was passing by Bet Knesset, so then she felt pain. When she would pass by a place that is either worshipping, also she would feel pain. We'll see. So now, it's a good question. So now we see that here, Yaakov Avinu alav shalom wanted to jump out, and then also Esau wanted to jump out. That's what it means. They were running. So now, one question is brought, why Yaakov Avinu alav shalom wants to jump out? You're learning from angel, right?
Yes.
The angel is there, teaching all the Torah. Why you want to go to Bet Knesset? Sit there and learn from angel. Why you want to jump out?
You want to practice. You want to make the
practice.
If you have sitting,
beautiful. Sitting? Beautiful. Very nice. So now one lesson that we learn, that as long as you're sitting at the same bench, that next to you is a wicked, so now even learning from angel is not worth it.
No.
So that one lesson. So now, the other lesson here is, if Esav wants to jump out, he can jump out, right? Yes? Because he's the firstborn, right? He's by the door. So how come he doesn't jump out? You're running to go to the place of the idol worshipping. So go! Why don't you go? Esav? No, Esav doesn't want to learn.
No, but
hit him in the head? No, this is later. This is in a couple of weeks. I'm sorry? That means? Right. So now here, there's another powerful message is, Esav wants to jump out. Why not? But if he would jump out, so then Yaakov Avinu Shalom can get away because now the door is open. So now he'd rather to stop Yaakov to go to Bet Knesset and not go to place of idol worshipping. So that means the wickedness that he has, even though that he desires to go to the place that he likes. But he said, no, I'm going to stop Yaakov to not be able to be exposed to the holy place. So now here, I have a question, maybe you can help me out. So now here we learn when Rivka Imen, your question is an interesting question. That the question that we could ask, did Rivka Imenu ever went to Chinatown?
No.
So what is it the Midrash is saying? That when she would pass by the place of idol worshipping, Esau wanted to jump out. Would she ever do such a thing? No. Would she?
She tried to convert some people to look like
a... Rivka Imenu? No. No. The ladies? No, the ladies don't do such a thing. You understand?
Yeah, it was hidden in the house.
No.
Somewhere that was not exposed.
Uh-huh.
Even though...
Chazaka Baruch, beautiful. Chas v'shalom, Rivka Imenu would never, ever, ever, ever would pass a place that has idols. But Esav had such a radar that could smell that there's an idol in such a place. So that means even though Rivka Imenu was not aware that was passing by a place that maybe they have idols, but Esav could smell it. That's why he wanted to jump out. So now, here's the question that I need help. Here it says that when Rivka Imenu would come out and would pass by Pico Dohini, so then Yaakov Avinu wanted to jump out.
Yes.
But if she would pass by the place that is idol worshipping, then also wanted Esav to jump out. Wouldn't it be better that Rivka would stay home? Why you come out? Why you go through this pain? If she would not come out from the house, would she go through this pain?
No.
So why are you coming out? Stay home. Huh?
She needs to go buy the groceries.
No, Chas v'shalom. So what is, no, what is saying? I mean, I would do. You understand?
Yeah. But it's a problem. This is a big problem.
Why is she coming out? Why you need to go through the pain? You stay home. I mean, the whole cause of the pain, you see, because she would pass by the Beit Knesset or pass by the place that is other worshipping. You understand?
The ladies stay home at that time.
But here we say, no, when she would pass by a place that either Kadosh, either holy or not holy. Friend?
Friend?
No, Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, Kaimenu, no. Chas v'shalom. No, here Midrash says when she would pass by the place. Where did her husband live? Where was he? In the not same house? In the same house. So let's see. So if she would stay home, would be better for her?
Yeah. No.
No, why? She would not have pain.
She wouldn't know what she's facing.
She would not find out.
Exactly.
She would not find out that what exactly going on inside her womb. So when she came out, she realized that, so now if she would stay home, she would never know what exactly is going on with the babies in her womb, right?
She would not know because nothing would move inside.
Exactly. So now when she came out, she found out.
Yeah.
So now here, what's the message for us? Many times, there's a term that psychologists use. It's called under the pillow.
Under the shell.
Under the pillow. You know what that is? So many times people, they have a hard time to get up in the morning. Not that they're not awake, but they're afraid to get out of bed. They're afraid to come out. They're afraid, you know, to face the reality. They run away. Why? Because they feel the problem is huge. They cannot face it. So what do they prefer to do? They hide under the blanket. We all go through these scenarios. So many times, you know, you feel, ay, 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 what's going to happen? What's going to be? So you prefer, you know, I'm not going to come out. I'm not going to face it. So what do? You just run away. Just run away. Here he's teaching us a very, very powerful message. And that is, yes, through such a pain. But the outcome, the result in the end was to her benefit. But she could have sit at home, you know, and then ignore it and say, put it under the carpet. And that's how it is. Many times, people, they prefer to place the problem under, they call it shatiyah, right? Under the carpet. And then they see a mount, you know, become bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then, you know, the shatiyah, the carpets are going to help. And that's how it is in life. That to face the problems is not an easy thing. It's very hard. It's very hard. The challenges in our life, to say, no, who can handle this thing? So you'd rather run away. Yeah. And unfortunately, when you run away from the problems, yeah, the problems, they don't disappear. There's no such a thing. They don't disappear. But unfortunately, what happens, then you become weaker, and the problems become much huger, much greater. And then to face it and try to resolve it, it's not possible anymore. It's not possible. It's like a kid, you know, at school, plays around constantly, doesn't do his homework. Then the end of the year, it comes. So now you have to take the final exam to go to the higher grade. But here, is he able to do it?
No.
This is to pull the whole year of assignment, it's unbelievable. So the teacher, Allah Shalom, used to say a very interesting thing. He said, he used to tell his students, just imagine, you have a bundle of stones, right? From a very high story building. So now, you need to bring it down. So what's the solution? Like, how are you going to bring it down? Yeah, you take one every day, you bring one down. So now, so sometimes you say, no, I'll do it later. No, wait. No, I'll take care of it. And then you see, you know, listen, this is the last day. I have to clean up. Why? You know, can you carry all these stones down? But if you would have take one stones at the time and bring it down, that would not be a burden. It was easy. And then, little by little, you see, it disappeared. And that's how it is in life. Don't accumulate problems in your head. No matter what it is, no matter with who it is, you know, solve it, take care of it. And then you see, it doesn't become, Chas v'Shalom, a mountain. And that's how it is in relationship, you know, it adds up. And then you see, there's nothing to do. But if you will take care of it gradually, you know, one by one, and then it would not become such a hectic matter. And that's what you see here. If Kaimenu alayhi shalom could stay home. But he said, no, she went out. And then she found out, she was ready. She was ready now. She knew how to handle it. As we see, how she was able to handle this. Hashem is like, you know, to bring these stones down one by one. Amen. With simcha. And he said, B'zad Hashem, B'yishuot, B'simachot, B'sorot tovot, B'kon.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.